and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, as well as sessions on corruption prevention, economic growth, industrial development, and bureaucratic reform. Andi Ramdhani reporting.
Marinus Gea, a member of Commission 13 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, called on the Ministry of Immigration and Correctional Services to fully maximize the potential of the non-state tax revenue. In a statement shared on the official YouTube account of the House of Representatives on Monday, Marinus acknowledged the Ministry's efforts to generate non-tax state revenue, but pointed out areas for improvement to optimize its revenue collection.
Di tengah-tengah adanya kekurangan pendapatan penerimaan negara, dan saya kira potensi yang sangat
with the country's revenue shortfall, I believe there is enormous potential in non-tax revenue, especially from immigration. According to the data, we see a significant opportunity in the number of Indonesian citizens traveling abroad and foreign nationals entering Indonesia. However, current reports indicate that non-tax revenue is only about 9 trillion rupiah.
Indonesia, kalau hari ini kita mencatat dari, dan membaca dari berbagai berita bahwa sudah laporkan PNBP itu hanya sekitar 9 triliun.
With the country's revenue shortfall, I believe there is enormous potential in non-tax revenue, especially from the opportunity in the number of Indonesian citizens traveling abroad and foreign national entering Indonesia. However, current reports indicate that PNBP is only around 9 trillion rupiah. Marinus Gea emphasized that with more accurate calculations and better systems to prevent leaks, non-tax state revenue from immigration could significantly increase, extending beyond visas and passports to include residence permits and the growing number of Hajj pilgrims each year. In recent years, Islamic finance in Indonesia has shown significant growth potential, reflecting the country's efforts to become a global hub for Islamic business and finance. Desi Anugranov with the reports.
Head of Supervision for Financial Service Business Conduct Education and Customer Protection at Indonesia Financial Service Authority, Friderika Widyasari Dewi, highlighted on Sunday that Islamic finance in Indonesia is experiencing substantial growth across various sectors, including Islamic fashion, halal food, and Islamic tourism. This is in line with Indonesia's broader vision of positioning itself as a leading global center for Islamic business and finance.
Dari sektor perbankan,
in the banking sector, Islamic banking intermediation has seen positive growth, with financing increasing by 9.9%, reaching 653 trillion rupiah. The market capitalization of Islamic stocks is also on the rise, reflecting a promising trend that we must continue to support. Additionally, the Islamic capital market has expanded with both the market capitalization of Islamic stock and the number of Islamic investors steadily growing. Friderika asks industry players to develop products that are not only easy to understand but also meet the evolving needs of the people.
The next news. Indonesia's Constitutional Court has disqualified a deputy regent candidate in its final decision on election disputes. Ramasidki Pratama brings us more.
On Monday, February 24th, Indonesia's Constitutional Court announced its final rulings on 40 election disputes covering regional elections for governors, regents, and mayors. One key decision was the disqualification of Anggit Kurniawan Nasution, a candidate for deputy regent in Pasaman, West Sumatra. Nasution, a former convict for fraud, was found to have hidden his criminal record despite serving a prison sentence of just under 3 months. In Jakarta, Chief Justice Suhartoyo stated that the court had ordered the local election commission to hold a revote for Pasaman's leadership positions.
Dengan demikian, dalam rangka memastikan dan menjamin legitimasi hasil pemilihan umum bupati dan wakil bupati tahun 2024 yang berkeadilan.
To ensure a fair, democratic, and legitimate election for Pasaman's region and deputy region in 2024, The court has disqualified Anggit Kurniawan Nasution from the race and ordered a revote without him as a candidate.
Mengikutsertakan Anggit Kurniawan Nasution sebagai calon wakil bupati Kabupaten Pasaman tahun 2024.
Under Indonesian law, former convicts who were sentenced to less than 5 years in prison can still run for office, as long as they openly disclose their past. In addition to Pasaman, the court also ordered re-elections in Mahakam Ulu in East Kalimantan and Bovendigul in South Papua. Ramasiki Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Regional Head Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs with Anna Prijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on Regional Head Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs. Regional heads resulting from the 2024 simultaneous regional head elections were inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto last February the 20th. The inauguration, which was also simultaneous, became a note in the history of the inauguration of governors, mayors, regents, and their deputies in Indonesia. One day after the inauguration, 503 regional heads attended a retreat from February the 21st to 28th at the Magelang Military Academy, Central Java. In the context of government, the retreat is an orientation and provision event for regional heads who will lead their regions for the next 5 years. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Bima Arya, stated that the regional head retreat aims to improve leadership capacity and understanding of the main tasks of regional heads, Asta Cita or 8 missions of President Prabowo's administration, and the work programs of each ministry. The event, which was also attended by President Prabowo Subianto, aimed to build closeness, emotional bonds, and also team building to strengthen synergy in the future. The retreat activity received pros and cons from many parties. One of the highlights was the cost which was charged to the state budget. While in fact, currently, President Prabowo Subianto is implementing budget efficiency in various sectors. There is also certain political party leader who for some reasons objected to its cadres who were elected as regional head attending the retreat. Regardless of the pros and cons, the retreat has actually become a mandate of the law. The head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hasan Nasbi, stated that the retreat has been stated in law, which mandates that the Ministry of Home Affairs and the National Defense Institute are required to provide training to elected regional heads. He emphasized that the retreat is an efficiency step that has been calculated by combining two trainings for regional heads. From the orientation and briefing programs for regional heads, many things can be gained and strengthened in their leadership, including establishing collaboration and coordination between regions in implementing programs that have the same goals. The regional heads retreat can be a driving force for synchronizing central and regional government programs. This can be an initial coordination so that the priority programs of the central government can be realized in each region optimally. Well, that was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Listener, O Asmara is a song that is popularized by Kobo Kaneiro, a song that, with a duration of 4 minutes 7 seconds, is a song released first with the title O Asmara that's released on 28th of March 2023, and this music reached 2 track songs, and one of which is O Asmara instrumental. Thank you.
With New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Tanpa tujuan, aku ingin berhenti. Lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai kita bertemu terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, alam dalam dekapan. Sedang pulang sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Ujung Kulon National Park, one of the most important national parks and nature conservation sites in Indonesia and even the world. Not only the beauty of the lowland tropical forest, the one-horned rhino is also an attraction of this location. In addition, the location of savanna fields, hot springs, and mangrove forests are also the best attractions when visiting Ujung Kulon National Park. The national park is located on the westernmost peninsula of Java Island, along with several smaller islands such as Pechang Island, Hanulem Island, and Panaitan Island. The highest location is Honje Mountain. Apart from these islands, we can visit Sang Hyang Sirah Cave in the west of Ujung Kulon Peninsula. You can also enjoy the culture of the local community, which is crowded with visitors during the Maulid and Muharram months of the Hijri year. As a characteristic of the national park in Ujung Kulon, we can see the natural habitat of various types of protected animals, such as the Javan rhinoceros, deer, antelope, buffalo, various types of primates, and birds. By trekking through the forest and savanna grasslands, we'll see the wild natural views. Besides the Javan rhino, in Ujung Kulon, we can also see the Javan owa, one of the protected primates that can be found in Curug Cikajang. Listener, to visit Ujung Kulon National Park, you can go via Labuan City in Banten Province by using boat to one of the islands. In Ujung Kulon, there are also various telecommunication network facilities, electricity, and clean water. Tourism facilities such as accommodation, information centers, tour guides, and transportation are also available. UNESCO has declared that the Ujung Kulon area is a World Heritage Nature Reserve. Well, listeners, that ends today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Hey.
Everything is amazing, just like the song from Yuka Tamada with Luar Biasa. Because who knew what will happen, and it will be amazing.
Di saat ku sepi, kau menemani. Di saat ku sedih, dan menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati, cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerak, kau memadamkannya. Saat ku menyerah, kau beri semangat. Di saat ku lelah, kau beri kekuatan. Kau luar biasa, luar biasa.
And had passed with guarding national single data confidentially. The National Cyber and Crypto Agency had Nugroho Sulistyo Budi was tasked with overseeing the confidentiality of the national single data. The directive was given directly to him by President Prabowo Subianto. The National Single Data Initiative follows Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This initiative aims to unify and streamline government data to ensure precise targeting of social assistance programs and improve data harmonization across various agencies. The initiative involves consolidating data from multiple sources, including the Unified Database for Social Welfare, Initial Data Collection for the Social and Economic Registry, and the Social and Economic Registry with inputs from the National Civil Registration and other databases.
Tuhan berikan aku hidup satu. Hundreds of regional heads have joined Retreat Magelang Central Java. The retreat is considered to have provide positive impacts for the regional leaders. How important is it for those and what are the goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of the President's Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
Right, the first one is to strengthen the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, that our existing problems today require collaboration between sub-national governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the sub-national leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat here, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the today's retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom-up, instead of top-down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top down, and today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom up.
Listeners, for more details, check out the VOI Talk, How Important is Retreat in Magelang, on our YouTube channel at VOI_official.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy. Okay.
Tina Minggu, aku metutulan karo kanca nungani sawahan numpak kebo karo mengpangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kutung go cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung percakung bebek kan tikung manu jalak santarian. Sak kentang sak kentung kan di lambung percakung bebek kan tikung manu jalak santarian. Tina minggu aku metutulan karo kanca nunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo mengpangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah tangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey, tak kentang tak kentung kan di lambung bercantum berekan tikung manu jalak santarian. Tak kentang tak kentung kan di lambung bercantum berekan tikung manu jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka laka sing paling molek kutu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kan
di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak tak tarian tak kentang tak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak tak tarian tak kentang tak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak tak tarian tak kentang, tak kentung, kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santareyan tak kentang, tak kentung, kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santareyan tak kentang, tak kentung, kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manuk jalak santareyan
Right now we are listening to Afghan featuring Sonu with X. But you know what's X? Our X mark in the Twitter where you can follow us in Twitter and VOI official.
Say goodbye. welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency in Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is the Bobo. The Bobo, which means in Bobo. You will listen to a conversation about bagaimana ceritanya. Bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a guide at Buton Palace Fort in Bobo, Southeast Sulawesi. Chris was responding to the guide's story about some sacred stone at Buton Palace Fort, and here is the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
After listening to the conversation, I'd like to introduce you to some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? How? Ceritanya? Ceritanya? Which means, the story. Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Which means, how is the story? Or, what is it about? Or, what is the story behind it? Batu, batu, which means stone. Sakral, sakral, which means sacred. Masyarakat Buton, masyarakat Buton, which means the people of Buton. Konon, konon, which means people says. Menjadi, menjadi, which means turns into. Tempat, tempat, which means place. Pertama kali, which means the first time. Sultan, sultan, which means sultan. Menginjakan kaki, which means set foot. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? In the expression, there is the phrase, or the word, bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means, how? Which Indonesians use to ask about an event or something that happens? The phrase, bagaimana ceritanya? Is actually asking about the story behind something. The word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, is usually followed by ceritanya, ceritanya, kisahnya, kisahnya, or kejadiannya, kejadiannya, which means the story or the event. Other examples. Let's listen to another example of using bagaimana, which means how, in asking about an event or how something happened. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya, which means someone breaks into my house last night.
Bagaimana kejadiannya? Bagaimana kejadiannya?
Which means how did it happen?
Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam. Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam.
Which means they say this temple was built in one night.
Bagaimana kisahnya? Bagaimana kisahnya?
Which means tell me the story behind it. Buton Palace Fort was a Buton Sultanate defense fort built in the 16th century. It is located in Bobo City, Buton Island, Southern Sulawesi. The fort was known as Wolio Fortress. The word Wolio means the people who live in Buton and Paupau, Southern Sulawesi, or a language spoken by the people of Wolio. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listener and all of you who are tuning in Indonesia today. My name is Ray, and for those of you who want to send critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. And for those of you who have email account in VOI at voinews.id and maybe want to send live through our WhatsApp chat, you can send it through our WhatsApp and +62 821 2381 2130. My name is Ray, and thank you for tuning in Voice of Indonesia. And stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia.
Selamat bergabung kembali pendengar di seluruh dunia dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Saya Agus Antika hadir kembali menemani Anda di hari Senin ini yang penuh semangat tentu saja di awal pekan. Dan satu jam ke depan kita akan bersama dengan informasi terkini, musik pilihan, dan obrolan hangat seputar Indonesia. Mari kita awali kebersamaan hari ini dengan menyimak kabar terkini dari tanah air bersama rekan saya Sumarno dalam Warta Berita.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Presiden Prabowo resmikan Badan Pengelola Investasi Dana Antara. Menko Sri Mulyani dorong kepala daerah berinovasi biaya pembangunan di daerah. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah Warta Berita selengkapnya. Presiden Republik Indonesia Prabowo Subianto resmi meluncurkan Badan Pengelola Investasi Daya Anagata Nusantara atau Danantara di Istana Merdeka Jakarta Pusat Senin 24 Februari 2025. Peresmian tersebut dengan penandatanganan Undang-Undang Nomor 1 Tahun 2025 tentang perubahan ketiga atas Undang-Undang Nomor 19 Tahun 2023 tentang Badan Usaha Milik Negara atau BUMN dan Peraturan Pemerintah Nomor 10 Tahun 2025 tentang Organisasi dan Tata Kelola Badan Pengelolaan Investasi Dana Antara. Presiden Prabowo juga menandatangani keputusan Presiden Nomor 30 Tahun 2025 tentang pengangkatan Dewan Pengawas dan Badan Pelaksana BPI Danantara Indonesia. Dalam pidatonya, Presiden Prabowo Subianto menekankan Dana Antara menjadi dana kekayaan terbesar di dunia.
Namun hari ini, seluruh rakyat Indonesia patut berbangga karena dengan total aset lebih dari 900 miliar dolar Amerika, Danantara Indonesia akan menjadi salah satu dana kekayaan atau sovereign wealth fund negara terbesar di dunia.
Presiden Prabowo menambahkan, Danantara Indonesia adalah solusi strategis dan efisien dalam mengoptimalkan badan usaha milik negara. Menurut Presiden, Indonesia tidak hanya akan menginvestasikan dividen BUMN ke industri-industri yang mendorong pertumbuhan jangka panjang, tetapi juga akan mentransformasi BUMN Indonesia menjadi pemimpin kelas dunia di sektor masing-masing. Berita selanjutnya. Anggota Komisi 13 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia atau DPR RI, Marinus Gea di Gedung Parlemen Senayan Jakarta Senin 24 Februari meminta Kementerian Imigrasi dan Pemasyarakatan dapat memaksimalkan potensi penerimaan negara bukan pajak atau PNBP. Marinus melalui keterangan yang ditayangkan dalam akun resmi YouTube DPR RI mengapresiasi upaya kementerian tersebut dalam rangka memberikan PNPB. Namun demikian ia melihat masih ada celah yang dapat diperbaiki oleh Kementerian Imigrasi dan Pemasyarakatan supaya penerimaan PNBP makin optimal.
Di tengah-tengah adanya kekurangan pendapatan penerimaan negara dan saya kira potensi yang sangat besar ada di penerimaan negara bukan pajak PNBP dan itu di keimigrasian punya potensi yang sangat besar. Kalau tadi saya menghitung dari data yang sudah ada, data warga negara Republik Indonesia yang pergi ke keberangkatan ke luar negeri dan juga warga negara asing yang masuk di Indonesia, kalau hari ini kita mencatat dan membaca dari berbagai berita bahwa sudah laporkan PNBP itu hanya sekitar 9 triliun.
Menurut Marinus, pihaknya meyakini jika potensi tersebut dihitung lebih teliti dari sistem yang ada dapat dicegah dari kebocoran, maka PNBP yang diperoleh nantinya diprediksi akan sangat besar. Menurut dia, potensinya bukan hanya dari visa saja dan paspor, namun dapat diperoleh dari izin tinggal dan keberangkatan jemaah haji yang tetap, yang tiap tahun jumlahnya selalu meningkat.